This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. It's an age-old question that continues to plague us even as our nation's healthcare system continues to change. Are higher costs in healthcare for patients always associated with higher quality goods and services? Well, one University of South Florida researcher took on that question, but he focused in specifically on a disease that affects millions and millions of Americans, diabetes. Dr. Troy Quest, a brand new member of the Department of Health Policy and Management at the USF College of Public Health, asked that question in a paper published in the June issue of the American Journal of Managed Care. He joins us on University Beat with some of what he discovered. Now, Dr. Quest, to begin with, who did your research look at and what were some of your findings?
We looked at commercial insurance plans in the United States. The time frame was 2009 to 2011. And we're looking at pretty much all the individuals in those insurance plans that were diagnosed with diabetes during that time period.
And what were some of your findings that really maybe surprised you, maybe didn't surprise you?
Sure. So there's a pretty long-standing literature that shows that quality and cost are not necessarily positively related, in that these plans that have higher costs don't necessarily deliver higher quality to their patients. And my initial results, 40,000 foot level results, pretty much confirmed those earlier papers. But one of the nice things about the data set that I used was I was able to look at certain types of care. And for me, the most interesting results were looking at the relationship between costs for inpatient care, you know, individuals are admitted to hospitals, and the quality of care they receive. And found that there was a pretty strong negative relationship generally for those types of care. And so for me, that was kind of a big takeaway. And also another point that was interesting was the outpatient and ambulatory pharmacy measures. Those typically had a positive relationship, somewhat indicating that more utilization of those resources led to better outcomes for those individuals.
Now, you say negative relationship, positive relationship. What are we talking about? I mean, is it just the idea of even if you're paying a lot, you're just not getting the quality that you would expect that comes with that price tag?
Generally, one could say that. I have to be a little bit careful about how I phrase that, because these are, you know, general cost measures and they're all relative to other health plans. So it's definitely, you can't quite say that it's definitely a one-to-one relationship, say. But kind of the general trends do show that, for instance, for those inpatient measures I was mentioning, there is this relationship where even though these health plans are spending more in terms of resources in that type of care, they're not seeing the better results for their individuals.
Now, in addition to your study, Express Scripts recently looked at spending on drugs for different diseases, and Healthcare Cost Institute examined per capita healthcare spending. Both cases, people with diabetes paid a lot more than people without it. If cost doesn't necessarily play a role in the quality of care, or again, as you say, depending on the type of care you're talking about, what does that mean to the people who have to live with the disease and the costs that come with it?
Sure. No, it's a challenging question that these people have to face. I think for me, my results, and again, this is, you know, just one small snapshot of the results, but I believe that the findings where I see that the pharmacy cost utilization, the more that medical resources are used, medicine, that leads to typically better outcomes. And so I think, you know, those studies you mentioned from Express Scripts and the Healthcare Institute, those are actually somewhat consistent with my findings in that the higher the resource utilization for medicine, perhaps the better outcomes for these diabetes patients. Because the one outcome we want to avoid are inpatient admissions for a diabetic situation. So if they're able to control their condition with medicine, that can lead to not only better outcomes, but also lower costs for the insurance plans.
Yeah, playing off of that Express Scripts study, they found that compared to other diseases, generic drugs were generally not used anywhere near as much with diabetes. It was a lot of name brand and thereby more costly medicines. What is the issues that come up, though, when you look at the fact that diabetes affects so many Americans, particularly Americans who may be at a certain lower economic level?
Yeah, no, that's a challenge that, you know, for those with economic challenges, you know, have to face, that how do we divert these folks to help them take the lower cost medicines, the generic options? And again, this is somewhat outside my area of knowledge, but I think the general idea is that we want to make sure that our physicians are aware of the generic options, that they try to help the patients steer towards those options.
All right. One of the other variations that you suggested in your findings is that geography plays a role in things. What kind of role does where you live play?
So yeah, that was one of the nice attributes of the data set that I used, is that it allowed me to look at the insurance plans by geographic location. And that was one of the more interesting findings, of that typically it wasn't a uniform relationship across different areas. In New York, for instance, they was one of the locations that had probably one of the stronger negative relationships between the inpatient costs and quality outcomes. So to me, that indicates at least that, you know, there's not a necessarily a perfectly uniform approach to handling these patients, that perhaps maybe different areas of the country can learn from each other in terms of, well, how physicians in certain areas are treating their patients with diabetes.
And then another question, maybe one that your research didn't ask outright but maybe raises, is what about access? You know, quality and cost are one thing, but it doesn't really mean anything if my sick aunt can't access a service or a doctor or something that her plan may not cover.
Actually, that leads not directly to my results, but to our general finding that we have, unfortunately, in the U.S., too many people have to go to the emergency room to treat conditions that weren't treated initially. So diabetes is probably a prime example of that, where if individuals can get care that they need, make sure they're on the diet, get the proper medications, they can avoid a lot of the high-cost emergency room visits. And so access, I think, is a huge issue in the U.S. healthcare system. And the more we can help individuals develop that relationship between themselves and a primary care provider, the more we can hopefully improve outcomes and reduce costs, which is both great outcomes for our system.
Are you hearing any sort of feedback on your study and what you found?
So far, it's a relatively new study, so I haven't heard too much. I think one of the aspects of me coming to the USF is, you know, get to interact with so many great experts in this field. And so I'm really looking forward to talking to folks at the university and learn about, you know, what their takes of my findings are.
Are there any other things that you're going to be looking at, both in terms of diabetes as well as possibly any other diseases and how they're treated through insurance?
One of the things that I hope to go and beyond this study is to look at generally the relationship between profitability of insurance plans and quality of care. I think it's a very important question as to if insurance plans are experiencing either really high or low profits, does that affect the quality of care that the people in those plans receive? And so this study is kind of an intermediate step towards hopefully to get into that question. Another thing I'm interested in this research is to look at different conditions as well. So I'm also going to look at asthma in a future study, hopefully, and kind of get a feel for what that relationship is in that context.
Yeah, you mentioned that you just recently joined USF in the College of Public Health from Sam Houston State in Texas. USF, as you said, known for its work on diabetes, particularly its clinical research and care at the Diabetes Center here, which is headed up by Dr. Jeffrey Kreischer. Was USF's reputation in this field a draw for you to come here in any way?
Oh, definitely. You know, Dr. Kreischer's work is, you know, nationally known, internationally known, actually. And so just being able to interact with folks in this environment, the people who are on the front lines really know what is going on with diabetes care and the innovations that are taking place is, you know, very attractive, and look forward to working with them and learning from them.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.